From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. Arkansans favor the death penalty, medical marijuana, and expanding rights to LGBT people, but just not marriage. I spoke earlier with political scientist Janine Perry about the 2015 Arkansas poll released by the University of Arkansas on Wednesday. The state of Arkansas is moving, at least in fits and starts, to resume executions after nearly a decade. Some residents maybe haven't thought about this in quite a while or haven't been asked about the death penalty, but you asked.
We haven't asked it before. It strikes me now as very odd, 17 years into the project. But for a long time, nationally, there had been overwhelming support nationwide for the use of capital punishment. But I did think that with Arkansas being in national and international news as, you know, possibly reigniting the machinery of our execution system, I thought it would be interesting to ask it this year. And the one way we don't track with national norms on this one is that a higher proportion overall of Arkansans is supportive of capital punishment than we see nationwide. I think nationwide it's probably in the 60% or so at this point, whereas, of course, we're at 70%. So there's a fairly significant increase in percent for that kind of penalty here.
Medical marijuana has grown literally across the country since Arkansas narrowly rejected a ballot measure back in 2012, but support here has changed.
It is, and the jump is pretty significant. It went from support that was in the low to mid-40s to support that was in the 60s. Almost two-thirds of our population said they supported marijuana in cases of medicinal need. That can't just be question wording. I think that we've actually seen a shift in public opinion in a relatively short period of time on that issue.
And of course, this is part of an ongoing national discussion. Voters in Ohio just turned down a combination measure intended to legalize recreational and medicinal use.
The fact that you have other states talking about it and having made changes, significant changes in the last few years, is a huge piece of it. I think that's the major explanatory factor. I think it's about half the states now that authorize the use of medicinal marijuana. And of course, we have already two states, Washington and Colorado, that have, you know, allowed small amounts for even recreational use. That suggests that maybe Arkansans, who are a little slow to warm to change, may be viewing the issue somewhat differently. Well, it's just medicinal marijuana. It's not recreational. And it's almost as if medicinal marijuana becomes the middle or compromise position, I think, in the debate. And that, is making it more palatable to a majority of Arkansans.
It was sort of a mixed bag on Arkansans' view for LGBT citizens. Likely voters soundly rejected the idea of same-sex marriage, but they do support equal treatment in some of the areas that we saw individual cities target in a burst of anti-discrimination measures this summer.
Yeah, we've actually asked various equal rights issues when it comes to gays and lesbians several times now on the Arkansas poll, and what we see is fairly consistent and strong support for equality of treatment in, say, housing, jobs. When it comes to marriage, however, it still very much stands apart in the Arkansas electorate as something that clearly makes us uncomfortable still, even after the Supreme Court ruling in June of this year.
But there was support for some specific...
Correct. In housing and employment, it's overwhelming support. It's almost three-quarters of the population support equal treatment for gay and lesbian individuals in those avenues of life. Apparently, however, that same line of reasoning still doesn't apply to marriage and the building of family units.
Congress is not popular in any state in the country. Incumbent Republican Senator John Bozeman is up for re-election. His support is less than 50%, but not that different from previous years and previous successful election campaigns from him.
Exactly. So really, I think in a highly contentious environment, an approval rating for any member of Congress that's higher than about 30 or 35% isn't too shabby. So both of our current U.S. senators, I think, are probably doing fine. But it's really rather that people just don't hear that much from him. I suspect that's about to change, and that will be the Democratic candidate's case to make.
Janine Perry, a political scientist at the University of Arkansas and chief architect of the 2015 Arkansas poll. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.